And right now I'm talking about While You Were Sleeping, which brings together a selection of emerging and established First Nation artists from all across Australia. The group show displays works covering several genres, including painting, illustration, sculpture, film, photography, and mixed media. The show is presented by Ambush Gallery at their new space in Cambry, in the country's capital. While You Were Sleeping features a wide range of artists, including Sydney-based Black Douglas, who was joining me on the show this morning to tell us a little bit more about the exhibition and his practice. Good morning.
Where am I?
So can you tell me a little bit about the works you're showing in this exhibition, just a bit of an introduction?
I can tell you a lot about it.
That would be great.
Arduous process. Before I begin, acknowledge your mob there and mob across the continent. And the show looks pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah. The works that I've made were a tedious process whereby I had found a freshly deceased fruit bat in the gutter on my early morning walk, and he was too handsome to just leave to the ants, so I actually, no joke, found a fruit box nearby. So I put the fruit bat in the fruit box and walked him back to my place and put him in the freezer, just thinking that one day I'd kind of try and attempt to mould this fella. And that's what transpired. It took about 3 months before I found somebody to help me with it, and that's the wonderful Claire Tennant. Claire Tennant moulding up in up here in Sydney, in Marrickville. And we set the task, and the ultimate result is that we've got in this exhibition 7 hand-moulded and hand-painted beautiful examples of what we call in the Darug language here in Western Sydney, Wurrumbai. And Wurrumbai is the dominant male totem for the Darug. And he's a pretty impressive creature and a very handsome one. So there's 7 hand-painted ones. And after I'd hand-painted them for originally a display at Customs House, Circular Quay, Claire reminded me that, you know what, we can make, we can plate these fellas in anything you want to do. And I just kind of ambitiously said, oh, what, could you do gold plated? She goes, yeah, of course. So there's the Rolls Royce version, and these are 18 carat gold plated example.
Wow, that is insane.
Mm.
I can't believe that all started just by walking past a fruit bat.
Yeah, well, you know, fortunately he was on the ground and looked like had a pretty comfortable last minute. And his wings were folded. He looked basically like, you know, Batman does with his cape around him. And I suppose I'm not the only one that's often admired those fellas when they're hanging upside down, and always thought of how, you know, growing up with Batman and Robin and other superheroes at the time, I thought this fella needs to be memorialized as a superhero. And so that's why I hand-painted them in various colors. And each of them have a big W on the back for Wurrumbai. And I made them into superheroes, and because they pretty much are. Most totems for Indigenous people are actually superheroes.
And was that an idea that you'd always wanted to do, or were you just particularly inspired by walking past the fruit bat that one day?
Yeah, it was a knee-jerk response. I saw that fella lying there. He just was so peaceful and beautiful. And so it just had to be done, I felt.
Definitely. So your practice, in your practice, you use a range of mediums, including illustration and photography and painting. Did any of that kind of background inform your work in this exhibition?
Well, look, there's a trademark style, really. I guess my stuff's always bold and uses block colours and heavy key lines and outlines and whatever. So I think even though that this was a little kind of left field foray into sculpture, they're still identifiably Black Douglas stuff. But I guess my bread and butter is canvases, acrylics on canvas. But thankfully, the same paint worked on the resin, and we have the end result being these gorgeous suite of seven bats. I like to work in sevens because of Seven Sisters Dreaming, and so we've got seven varying colours of these bats that will suspend by musical triangles, which we found the best way to get these little hooked feet hanging off something, you know? And there's also included the first mould that came out of the cast, and that's kind of really tailored for the people that like their gore and their macabre, because there's tufts of hair coming out of that one. And it was a pretty smelly process to arrive at the first mould.
Can I ask what you've done with the bat since that process ended?
Again, sorry?
Where is the bat now?
Oh, the bat, he's gone back to the earth. Awesome. And you don't get much remaining when you've cast something that was originally living. So that became the smelly part of the process.
So the exhibition, the group show, is entitled While You Were Sleeping. What does that title mean to you, and how is that observed in your work?
It actually resonates really well, because Uncle Kev Carmody, in the song One Night the Moon, which was co-performed by Paul Kelly, and for the beautiful musical short film, One Night the Moon, one of my favourite lines in Aboriginal songwriting comes from Kev Carmody in that song, where he says, "You won't see what you don't understand." And basically that's talking about spirituality on this continent, on the land, on country. And so it talks about, you know, it's such a strong, it's just a simple line that is a metaphor for the fact that white fellas failed dismally in the early days of the colony, like Burke and Wills and those fellas that wouldn't listen to the black fellas who had been on that country for, you know, thousands of years. And so while you were sleeping is something that's when the spiritual stuff happens, you know. And also that's when the great warriors, the great resistance fighters like Al Pemulwuy down here, that's when they did their action. It made sense. You move at nighttime while the other people are sleeping.
And your work, as we have just discussed, sounds incredible and incredibly provocative and interesting. How are you hoping it will affect viewers who see it for the first time?
Well, in this particular show?
Yeah, this particular...
It's just going to be exciting to see this. Like, these are some of my favourite artists who I haven't exhibited with before. And bar one, which is Michael Cook, who's you know, just an incredible photo media artist. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the variety of works, and I think it's going to be a stunning show. So I'm leaving it up to the wonderful mob at Ambush to display these bats in a illustrious way that's complementary of their form, and I think it's going to be pretty spectacular to see it all happening.
I think your faith is in very good hands.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me, Black, and good luck with the rest of the exhibition.
Thank you. And may I just say big ups to Sovereignty for Aboriginal people, and don't believe the hype of the election.
I couldn't agree more.